Vision confirming the Sabbath. Dear Brother Bates, last Sabbath we met with the dear brethren and sisters here, who meet at Brother Howland's. We felt an unusual spirit of prayer. And as we prayed, the Holy Ghost fell upon us. We were very happy. Soon I was lost to earthly things, and was wrapped up in a vision of God's glory. I saw an angel swiftly flying to me. He quickly carried me from the earth to the holy city. In the city I saw a temple, which I entered. I passed through a door before I came to the first veil. This veil was raised, and I passed into the holy place. I saw the altar of incense, the candlestick with seven lamps, and the table on which was the showbread, etc. After viewing the glory of the holy, Jesus raised the second veil, and I passed into the Holy of Holies. In the holiest I saw an ark, on the top and sides of it was purest gold. On each end of the ark was a lovely cherub, with their wings spread over it. Their faces were turned towards each other, and they looked downwards. Between the angels was a golden censer. Above the ark, where the angels stood, was an exceeding bright glory, that appeared like a throne where God dwelt. Jesus stood by the ark. In the vision she saw Jesus ministering in the most holy place in behalf of the saints, and then the ark was opened to enable her to see its contents. Here is what she saw. In the ark was the golden pot of manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of stone which folded together like a book. Jesus opened them, and I saw the Ten Commandments written on them with the finger of God. On one table was four, and on the other six. The four on the first table shone brighter than the other six. But the fourth, the Sabbath commandment, shone above them all, for the Sabbath was set apart to be kept in honor of God's holy name. The holy Sabbath looked glorious, a halo of glory was all around it, see also. In successive scenes she was carried through a review of the factors that give validity to the Sabbath and its observance. She was shown that the Sabbath is the point at which all mankind must make a decision to serve God or an apostate power. The vision was climaxed with a view of the second coming of Christ and the ascension of the redeemed to the holy city, where Jesus opens the gates to welcome those who have kept the commandments of God, and have a right to the tree of life. A letter containing this message was sent to Joseph Bates. James White suggested to Bates that he have 1,000 copies printed on a broadside and send him the bill. This Bates did. When James received the bill of $7.50, he borrowed the money to pay it. Writing to Elvira Hastings, of New Ipswich, New Hampshire, he stated that he would trust in the Lord for the money to be sent in, J.W. to Elvira Hastings, May 21, 1847. James and Ellen White had accepted the Sabbath solely on the evidence of Scripture called to their attention by the Joseph Bates tract. The vision of April 3 impressed upon them the singular importance of the Sabbath, and the mention made in the vision of the mark of the beast and his image helped them put some things together, adding to their understanding of the significance of that message.